You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Quip. Journalists are calling Quip the Tesla of toothbrushes because the Quip electric toothbrush was designed from the ground up with everything you need and nothing you don't. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Plus, a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste are delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Sets start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Get quip.com/wired. New Zealand claims victory, an experimental vaccine shows promise, and top scientists predict an annual return. Here's what you should know. New Zealand is preparing to reopen after the country's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, announced that there is no widespread undetected community transmission in New Zealand. This past Sunday, there were zero new reported cases of COVID-19 in the country, which has lost a total of 19 lives to the virus thus far. In late March, the University of Oxford began testing a potential vaccine on 6 monkeys who have been repeatedly exposed to COVID-19. Now, 28 days into the study, they are still coronavirus-free. That's promising, but it will still be months before a potential human version is available, even in the best-case scenario. A group of top scientists predicts that the novel coronavirus will return in waves annually, much like the flu. While some viruses like it have been eradicated, they say this one is especially challenging to defeat because of its ability to infect patients without causing symptoms. Finally, here's today's one question. Could UV light be helpful in treating coronavirus? UV light, particularly the shortest wavelength, known as UVC, kills viruses by damaging their DNA or RNA, crippling their ability to make copies of themselves. Hospitals have been using UVC lamps and even UVC robots to disinfect the air in rooms. But just as with disinfectants, UVC light doesn't discriminate in what it kills. This light can also damage human cells, potentially harming the cornea, causing sunburn, and raising the risk of skin cancer, says physicist David Brenner, who is director of the Center for Radiological Research at Columbia University. That's why hospital staff turn on the lamps only when the rooms are empty. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.